huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and I think that this relatively new asset class is even better than property. Now, for those of you that know me, this is going to surprise you. And if you don't, you may not know that I have 1,200 rental units in my ownership, management and development property companies. I've been doing real estate property for 15 years plus. I'm doing a development that'll have 159 tenants in it once finished. It's a 100 unit conversion. Over the road, I'm doing a 35 unit conversion. There's one just over the road, a 38 unit, one next to it that's a 24 unit. So I own more than 1,000 property rental units and manage them in one of our companies. Yet I believe this asset I'm about to share with you is better than property. Yes, I do. And I'm going to tell you it. But firstly, property is great. It makes loads of money. People get on the rich list. It's pretty much the main long-term asset class. We all know that. And I'm not saying you shouldn't invest in it, caveat. But with property, you have management, maintenance, you have tenants. You have, you know, ongoing repairs and insurance. We had two floods recently in our properties. You have all of this stuff. Hello to everyone saying hello to me, by the way. And that's all part of the process. And you can still make a net profit, of course. But a lot of that takes management, maintenance, mind space, staff, systems, processes. So new additional income streams that I'm generating, I'm keen for them to have none of that overhead and management. So I'm looking for assets that are lean, assets that have low overhead, assets that are maybe digital. So assets that don't have tenants and management and maintenance and refurbs and all of that kind of stuff. Now, I'm not talking crypto. I think crypto is not really performing its function. So that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is your personal brand. Now, having a personal brand isn't new, but it's new. You know, the internet is what, 30 odd years old. Social media is probably 20 years old. So the personal brand, you know, the influencer, the creator, is probably no more than a decade old. So when it comes to an asset class, it's one of the youngest, but people don't really get it. They don't really see how it's an asset. And I'm going to tell you how it's an asset. So the first thing you need to do is make sure that you turn your personal brand, your content, your message, your mission, your following, your social media platforms, they all need to become an asset. So many people going, yada, 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 post, yada, 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 live, yada, 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 story. They're updating their social media, you know, loads of times a day, but they're not creating an asset out of their content and they don't understand how to. And how you do that, and let me give you a few quick tips, is number one, you want content that's repurposable on all channels. So when I've finished this live, by the way, I'll be saving the recording in HD. And then it will be cut and we can have TikToks and Reels and stories and YouTube videos and LinkedIn, etc. So golden rule is when you create a piece of content, make sure it's repurposable across all channels. Number two, make sure it's evergreen. Now, look, if you're doing newsjacking and trend content, that's not. But any other content you do, it should be evergreen. It should last 5 years or 10 years or Think and Grow Rich last 100 years. So make sure that it's that. And then make sure that when you share your content, the third thing, make sure that it's on channels where you can turn the monetization tools on. So on Facebook, you can donate me stars. On Facebook, when I've finished this live, there can be ads that are run into the video afterwards. You can sign up as a supporter and you can get premium content from me for just, I think it's just $5 a month. Give me a yes in the comment if you're a supporter, by the way. And if you're not, you can look into that. If you like my content, you can get premium content for just a few dollars a month. So Sharon just sent me the stars. Thank you, Sharon. So it's worth me doing content on Facebook because I've got supporters, stars, and then ads after the live is finished. Whereas there's other channels, I can do content, but I can never monetize it. So let me summarize then these three main ways that you turn your personal brand into a digital asset. Number one, you make sure your content is repurposable on all channels. Number two, you make sure that your content is evergreen and it can last a long time. And then number three, you make sure that your content is on the channels that you can turn on all the monetization features. Glenn's just sent me 500 stars there, for example. So these stars are coming in. And Sharon has just said, my stars go to my charity. Exactly. So if you want to learn how to properly do those three things, make sure you jump on my personal brand revolution Zoom mastermind. I'm going to put the link here in the comments now, and then I'll explain a bit more in a post after I've finished the live. But basically, I'm doing about a 5 or 6 hour Zoom in 2 or 3 days' time. There's two date choices, but other than the fact that it's two date choices, it's a complete one-off, where I will teach you in detail those things. Number one, how to create omnipresent and master origin content on one channel, like this, that then is repurposable on all channels. I'll teach you how to do that in a 2 hour. I'm doing three sections. One section is on content repurposing and omnipresence. The next thing is how to turn your personal brand into an asset. Thank you, Leanne, for the stars, by the way. Whether it's making sure that it's evergreen, making sure that it's fit per channel, making sure that it's content that people want, making sure you're leveraging all the platforms, making sure you understand the creator economy that we're in. So I'll teach you all of that. And then I'll also teach you how marketing has changed, how social media has changed, how the personal brand has changed. If you think about it, Influencer 1.0 was actor, singer, dancer, celebrity. Influencer 2.0 was kind of like this Instagrammer, lifestyle-y celebrity. And now Influencer 3.0 is the content creator economy. You are a content creator. The audio influencer space, podcasting and Clubhouse. So it's more of a level playing field now, where if you're not an actor, a singer, a dancer and a celebrity, you've probably got almost as much chance of going viral and, you know, having a really good following. And social media are competing now for creators. So go to robmore.com/PBR, as in Personal Brand Revolution, robmore.com/PBR, and you can get a Zoom mastermind with me. It's going to be 6 hours long. It's a complete one-off. There'll be no recordings. There's two date choices, but other than that, there'll be no replay. Now, the reason I'm doing this is because the world of marketing and the world of media and the world of personal brand has completely changed, and you need to be right at the forefront of that. I want to give you a few warnings, though. Number one, if you don't build a personal brand, you're going to get completely killed by your competitors that do. Number two, if you are not leveraging all channels, your competitors are. Number three, I want people on this Zoom mastermind who, one, probably already know a bit about me and what I can bring. You're already a follower and a fan of mine, if you like. Number two, you've got to be committed to building your personal brand. I don't want someone to come and take a place on this Zoom mastermind and then go, oh yeah, but I'm really busy and I'm overwhelmed. I'm doing loads of other courses anyway and I'm not going to do anything with it. No. When all is said and done, more is said than done. To know and not to do is not to know. So only take a place if you're committed to building your personal brand. I'm also probably looking for people high five, low six figures in revenue a year, or even seven figure revenue a year. I'm not looking for new newbies, complete startups, people who have got no money and are in debt and are not interested in investing in themselves. You need to invest in yourselves, because it's not one of these, 90 minute webinars with 45 minutes about me and then a 45 minute pitch. It's not that kind of thing. There's no pitch on it. I will tell you one thing. One of the reasons I'm doing it is I'm looking to work with some committed people. I have a personal brand mastermind. What do I call it? I call it Personal Brand Multiplier. I'm looking to work with a few people one-to-one. If you thought, I like Rob's content, I want to work with him one-to-one, you should definitely go to robmore.com/PBR, as in Personal Brand Revolution. Thank you for all the messages, by the way. Let me know in the comments if you've joined the Zoom mastermind. I'm looking to have about, I don't want to book more than 150 people on this, and I probably only want about 80 to show up. Now, I did an event very recently. We had 5,000 people register. I did an event last week where there were 2,000 people on the event. So I do these bigger events. This is not it. This is personal. This is for my followers and fans already. This is for high five, low six, or even seven figure revenue business owners. The 6 hours of content is not going to be new content. It's not going to be for newbies. It's for leveling up, scaling up, how marketing has changed, how you need to decentralize your marketing. Thank you for the stars, Rob. You're a legend. Yeah, all stars go to my Rob Moore Foundation to help young and underprivileged people start meaningful businesses that change the world, and back into my personal brand to help, you know, reach more people. So I'm going to teach you about leveling up on your content, turning your content into an asset, creating multiple streams of income from your content. I'm going to teach you all this stuff, but it's not for people who you know, don't want to put the work in. So go to robmoore.com/PBR. There's three sections. One is how marketing has changed, how you need to decentralize marketing, how you need multiple streams of leads from multiple social channels, and you need to build your own channels. So it's all about that. And then the second section is about how you create a modern personal brand in the modern world, how you hack virality, how you decentralize virality, and then about content repurposing and taking one master origin piece and turning it into multiple pieces. And then an invitation to work with me one-to-one on my personal brand multiplier. I've got various different packages that I can make bespoke for you that can help you scale your personal brand. If you look at all the big influencers, they are their main lead source and they're using their personal brand to generate all their business. If you look at how Grant Cardone is using his personal brand to raise billions for his, you know, real estate fund. If you look at how Gary Vee is using his personal brand to make huge revenue in his agencies and in his NFTs, and also with his speaking gigs that he gets. So your personal brand is better than a Facebook ad, a YouTube ad, a Google ad. But this is the new economy that we're in, the influencer economy 3.0, the creator economy. I'm going to teach you it all. Go to robmoore.com/PBR, as in personal brand revolution, right now. Limited places, limited availability. And this is a one-off I'm going to do in August and September. I'll see you there. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you like my content, please hit the share button. If you know any 6 or 7 figure business owners, please hit the share button. If you know anyone who wants to build their personal brand, isn't on the edge of greatness and on the edge of virality, but not quite there, hit the share button. Because that's, if you're grateful for my content, that's how you can help me. And those of you that have donated stars, thank you. If you want to donate any stars to me, there's a button, just says donate stars. And I reinvest my stars back into my content, back into the personal brand that helps you, and to my foundation, the Rob Moore Foundation, to help young and underprivileged people start meaningful businesses that change the world. Really grateful to you all. Morning, everyone. Thanks for your comments. Go to robmoore.com/PBR right now. Join this one off a Zoom mastermind called the Personal Brand Revolution for 6 and 7 figure business owners, for scale ups, for people who want to build a vast personal brand, for people who want to make a difference on this planet. They want to turn their content into assets. They want to create multiple streams of leads and multiple streams of revenue and income on social media. See you there. Thanks. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.